The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Let's turn to food now, and I'm joined by Nevin Maguire. Good afternoon, Nevin.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And look, Nevin, we had Ruby Wax earlier, and clearly so upset about the death of her cat. And I know these things are so important to people. And commiserations to you. I know that your dog Benji died, and you're very sad about it in your house.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, and I was sorry to hear that for Ruby. You get very attached and close to animals. They're like part of your family. And I suppose when Melda's mother passed away a few years ago, we got two dogs, Benji and Roxy. And unfortunately, Benji was killed this week on the road and just at our house. And yeah, we've been heartbroken. And you just become part of your family, especially with lockdown. And you weren't working, you were with them so much. So we are heartbroken, and the twins are heartbroken. But, that's just one of the things, isn't it? Cycle of life. Brendan?
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, you're the only person I know who has a uniformly kind of positive experience on social media. I know that there's been a huge upsurge of sympathy across the nation for you. Like, Nevin, you defy the laws of gravity and science and everything. So anyway, listen, I've been watching Nevin's Irish Seafood Trail. It's back on Wednesday nights on RT1. And like, I'm so jealous. It'll be great to get back out there because there's places on the list now. Like that guy who made Nazi Goring down in Spa and Kerry. Oh. And the guy from the Oyster Tavern, the seafood medley and a bit of spicy heat. Like, it did make me realise I'm not a fish person. There's people doing great things with fish around the place. Like, and fish is becoming a very modern kind of food, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're an island, and I mean, it's great to see more and more people eating fish and enjoying fish. It's so versatile, quick to cook. For me, when you go out and fish in boats and you see how hard the fishermen work, like, they really, really are just fantastic people. And you meet some amazing people. So I always say to my guests in the restaurant, I think I have the best job in the world, that I get to meet some amazing chefs and producers, get to eat the most delicious food. And I think more and more people now are enjoying seafood and fish at home. And I suppose for us, like, living in rural Ireland, it's a challenge to get fish. We get it from Bags, but there's a wonderful fishmonger in Gannets, in Galway. Gannets, it's eatmorefish.ie, and like, he's got it mastered. I'll tell you why, Brendan. He will prepare any fish. You go online, he'll fillet it, he'll pin bone it, and it'll be delivered to your house within 2 days. And I just think this guy has it mastered.
There's probably more places all over the country doing that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And it is making it easier for people, isn't it, to have good fish and everything. Listen, oysters are kind of play a big part. They're in and out of the show all the time. And like you say about people going back to fish, oysters have become really trendy with the younger crowd as well. Now they're back big time, aren't they?
Incredible. And like, you see all the different varieties, the different oysters along our shores. And what makes them so delicious is the pristine, beautiful, clean water that we have. Yeah. And each one is different, you know. And it was when I was in the Shelburne there 2 weeks ago, just, you know, the head chef there, Gary, was giving me a masterclass in the different types of oysters, the small ones, the big ones, all Irish oysters. But the guests love them, and they're definitely on trend, and people enjoy them just, you know, with a nice little bit of maybe pickled shallot, or just on their own, simply with a pint of Guinness and a bit of brown bread, you know. It's just one of those beautiful things that people really, really have kind of enjoying and just eating more, which is great to see. So
And like, you go all around the coast, and like, I was learning that basically different kinds of oysters all around as you go around. So there's a whole kind of journey for people to go on there, really.
Yeah, it's great to see it. And I mean, like, every kind of region, you know, has their own little oyster, whether it's Galway or Doonbeg or wherever, you know, there's some absolutely fantastic oysters and seafood, and they all have their own little speciality of how they cook them, how they serve them, or, you know, naturel or whatever like that. So, and their own distinctive taste, I suppose. That's one thing that I found very educational as a chef, that they are very unique and very different in their taste and, yeah, their taste profile. So they're absolutely delicious.
I haven't left enough time for recipes now, but anyway, we'll put recipes up and we'll get to some of them. Do you want to, very basically though, one thing I didn't notice in the show is that, like, to take the fear out of cooking fish, you can cook fish very simply, which is like, foam up a bit of butter and squeeze a lemon into it then when it's done, kind of, yeah?
Absolutely. I would always recommend a nice little bit of Irish rapeseed oil to start with, and then finish with a little bit of butter, a little bit of lemon juice. You know what's a great herb, just for your listeners, for fresh, is fresh thyme. Just throw on a little sprig of fresh thyme, and that can be the likes of pan fried, a lovely fillet of haddock, of even hake. When I go on the fishing boat, I always ask the fishermen to eat fish. 99% of them will say haddock is their favourite fish,
really?
Which
yeah.
I always find
yeah.
interesting. Some of them say they don't eat fish, but we never put that on the TV show, obviously. But I find that really interesting, and just a lovely little bit, as you said, a nice little bit of butter finishes, then you get it lovely and brown. It's called a beurre noisette in France. And just a lovely piece of fish. And that could be a piece of brill, which is the lovely flat fish. As I say, some haddock, which is plentiful. Whiting is a gorgeous fish and good value too. And once it's pin-boned and filleted, it cooks within minutes. And it's so easy to serve with a little bit of rice, steamed vegetables. It's super healthy. So it is really
yeah,
gorgeous.
And I think for people, Nevin, who think they don't like fish, monkfish is a good one. It's not too fishy, meaty kind of texture. And like... Even I see a guy, one of the fishermen, doing it on the barbecue on the boat, like.
I'm glad you're watching the show, Brendan. Thanks a million. I know he was a great character, and I just love the way he cooked it with some peppers on bamboo skewers. And you know, he was very interesting because he brings people out catching fish, and then he actually cooks it. So that's actually, it's a one-stop shop. So it is. And monkfish is a firm, meaty fish, as you say. Like, I've given you a lovely recipe which your listeners can enjoy and download online. But it's in a curry. So what I like to do sometimes
is do you want to talk us through that one? So
yeah. Is that okay? Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
So what I like to do is chop a little bit of onion. I'm going to put in some garlic and ginger in that, and that's the base for your curry. Now, you can use sweet potato or squash or whatever. I actually made this week. So I put in some peppers and sweet potato into it. Let that cook out. And then what you do, so you soften that for about 5 minutes. Then we're going to add in some mild curry powder, a little bit of turmeric, and then some lovely chopped tomatoes. Now, it's really important you get really good chopped tomatoes. The best, I think, are the San Marzano, they're called. So that goes in there, a little bit of coconut milk, which I really like, and some mango chutney, and then some lovely you let that cook out. So that'll take about maybe 15-20 minutes to cook out, and then you get your monkfish, which is filleted, skinless and boneless. So monkfish is a round fish,
yeah.
And then you cut it into nice little chunks and literally poach that for 8-10 minutes. So you don't pan fry the monkfish, you cook it in the curry, finish it with a can of chickpeas, which are rinsed, little squeeze of lime juice, and then some baby spinach. And I think that is beautiful. And you can throw in some prawns, but I think you've made a good point that monkfish is a great fish to start off because it's meaty, it's a firm texture, and yet if fresh fish is fresh, it won't taste strong. I'm telling you that now.
Yeah, yeah,
and monkfish is lovely in this curry. So this is kind of a mild curry. The twins like this. If you want it spicier, add a little bit of chili. You can mix it up a little bit. You can put in some prawns, as I say, and then you can experiment. You know, you can put in some cauliflower, which is lovely in this too. So it's a great recipe, this one, because it'll keep for about a week in your fridge. And then you can add in your monkfish. Just poach it for 8-10 minutes. You don't need to overcook it. And it will just literally serve it with some steamed rice. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and that's really the trick. Lovely. Like, we overcook fish desperately in this country a lot, don't
yeah.
we? Okay,
yeah.
Listen, we've about a minute for another one. Are the whiting goujons a good one maybe too? Because that's another good way to get the kids to eat fish.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Everyone
exactly.
eats fish. Yeah.
Very, very quickly, some breadcrumbs, and into that, then we're going to jazz them up with some turmeric, which will give lovely colour, a little bit of curry powder, and a little bit of spice, some chilli powder into that, and then some sesame seeds. Now, in this recipe, I'm using black and white. The black ones are a little bit trickier to get, so you can just use white sesame seeds. Mix that all together, get your goujons or your whiting, and cut them into little strips, and then dip them into some flour, some egg, and then into some breadcrumbs, which is spiced up. These can be made ahead, kept in your freezer. They can be baked in the oven, shallow fried, and just enjoyed in a wrap. Which is lovely, like a little taco. It's so good. So it is, Brendan. Really tasty.
I can imagine, yeah. And so there's a little bit of background heat in there, but not too spicy,
yes.
yeah. Yeah.
For your
and
kids,
listen,
exactly.
Whiting is not bony or any of that kind of thing. It's that's another easy fish for people to use who are nervous, yeah.
Yeah, it's plentiful and it's very good value and it's sustainable, and we always have to think about that. And one thing about whiting is that if you just get it filleted and pin boned, and you know who's after joining me in here is Roxy, to say hello, Brendan, to you. So Roxy's here beside me.
Hi, Roxy.
Hello, Brendan. And she eats too.
Roxy can talk. Oh my God. Hold the front page. Nevin has a talking dog. Yeah,
oh,
listen,
ghost,
text her here. I can't deal with fish bones. Even filleted fish can have bones. I love eating fish, but I'm always worried I'll find a bone. That texture speaks for half the country.